there'd be a young man and his girl walking down the sidewalk, and the niggers would come along and sort of crowd them off the sidewalk. Little things like that. But the blood was beginning to boil among the young white boys, American boys, and other things started now. It may be that it wasn't all their fault. I don't know. And so I don't know how they got into the magazine, how, I don't know, that has never been, that's always been a mystery. And so in the long run, we went around to this place and saw what the niggers had shot up, and but people were very uneasy after that, because there were more niggers in that garrison than there were white officers, you know what I mean. And so I had an uncle that lived up here at the Jardin de Flores. He died many years ago, Uncle Willie did, my mother's brother. And so he was very ill and very ill, and he suffered these terrible headaches. So my grandmother felt she had to come up and be with him. And so she came up on the train. We, 1906, yeah, we had a, yeah, that's right. She came up on a train, and he had to get off at Mission, and his ranch was down near on the river. So my aunt and I were afraid to stay at home in the, alone in the home. And we did have an uncle, but he wouldn't get in till after 12, you know, he had to wait till the midnight mail. So these friends, they were Jews, and they had a store, and I have a picture of it, and it's still, the building's still standing. And so they said, well, y'all come on and sleep upstairs. You see, the store was downstairs, and this was upstairs, and that was only in the second block from the garrison. Now we call it garrison. We Fort Brown now, see. And there's a college there now, you know, Fort Brown. So they, so we went up there and stayed. And it didn't take many days, because the white men down there, they wired to Washington. They said they had to get them out of town as quick as they could. So I don't remember. It didn't take many days. And we were upstairs on our stomachs the morning that the Negro, and I had pictures of that postcard, and that they walked down Elizabeth Street and turned the corner right where we were heading for the Southern Pacific Depot, which is still there, you know. And that's the end of that, of the Negro raid. But we were afraid to stay alone, you know. The women either got together, and she had a son, Mrs. Bolak had, they were Jews, and So, let's see, the next day we went out to see what had happened, and friends and so forth and so forth. So he grazed his head and broke the mirror in the wardrobe. Our chief of police, Mr. we all knew. I had your white horse, he had just jotted down, you know, so to bring back the mind of. I felt about my grandmother coming up to Hidalgo County. My aunt and I were afraid to stay alone, which I've told you all that. And, spent several nights there, and that's the end of, I mean, that's all there is in that story. But listen, see, we live down here, and we can't, but there was a book written, and the guy came to Brownsville, but he was from the east, up there, Rhode Island, Connecticut, way up in through there, and he came to Brownsville. And his book, I have read it, I don't have it, but every page I'd read, I think my blood pressure would go up and up and up and up, and we that went through it and lived here,